Hi, I'm Vari and welcome to the podcast. I've never had a simple answer to the question, so what do you do? The truth is, I do a lot of things. I'm a writer, a designer, an illustrator, a podcaster, and a coach. The thread that weaves all of these parts of me together is my intention to create connection. Connection to more joy, more peace, and more freedom. Join me as we dive into conversations about intentional living, nurturing creativity, building meaningful connections with our friends and our families, and infusing the work we do with purpose and heart. Let's dive in. Hi, folks, and welcome back to the podcast. It has been a while between episodes, and I am excited to get back to recording regular episodes. The truth is, there's been a few things happening in my life, and really, this last 6 months, the first half of 2023, has taken a lot out of me. And so I made the decision to step back from the podcast because my energy really was being pulled in different places. And I have to say, a lot of those places were really great places. And there were some really fun projects that I was working on that was asking for more of my attention and more of my love. And so the podcast went on a bit of an impromptu hiatus for a little while, but it feels really lovely to be back. I've spent the last week or so coming up with different topics of conversations that I want to have here. So I'm really excited to get back to this because it really is one of the ways I love to connect with the folks that I work with, and many people who listen here on the podcast come on to work with me in other ways, and many of you just listen to the podcast. So either way, whether this is part of our connection or this is the only way we connect, it feels really lovely to be back. One of the projects that I have been working on over the last 6 months is my book, which is due to be published on the 1st of September. It is called Seeds of Courage, and I'm so proud to be putting this project out in the world. It's been a long time dream of mine to write and publish a book, and so to be at the stage now where it is ready to be unleashed in the world and shared with people is really exciting. And what has been really beautiful about this project is that it's allowed me to embrace all those different parts of me that in the past I have often siloed. So as you might have noticed in the introduction to this new release of the podcast, I do acknowledge that question that I've often struggled to answer with any degree of clarity around, so what do you do? Because the truth is, I do a lot of different things. For the last few years, my work has been predominantly around coaching, both life coaching and also business coaching, and I really loved that. But I have a confession to make. I have also been working on other projects that I haven't really been speaking about very much. They've kind of been done covertly in secret. And these are projects that involve me doing branding for businesses, doing website design, doing illustration projects, doing writing for different people's projects as well. But I've always felt this tension between embracing all those different creative parts of me and then doing what we're taught to do in business, which is become the expert at one thing, you know, to niche down and be known for one particular thing. that is something that I've gone back and forth with throughout my entire career of having my own business, which is almost 14 years now. I've seen the people who have these really successful businesses and had the opportunity to get to know many of them. So I get to know the behind the scenes of the businesses. And these are people who are doing one thing really well. They spend their time marketing that one thing. They're known for that one thing. And goodness knows I have tried, but it's never quite stuck. And I'm now giving myself permission to not to try and follow that formula, because the truth is it really just doesn't work for me. When I've tried to separate those parts of me, they've always ended up merging together anyway. You know, I'll work on a branding and design project for a client and I'll inevitably give them some coaching as well. Or I'll be working with a coaching client on some business stuff and I'll want to, you know, support them with some creative direction, or, you know, help them with their rebrand. And so there's this natural crossover between these different parts of what I like to do. And so the work on this book project has been a beautiful example of that for me and to me. And so by that, I mean that being able to do the writing, bringing in elements of my coaching and my mentoring philosophies, and also having the opportunity to design the cover, to lay out the typeset, to create the graphics, to create the media kit, all of those behind the scenes things that, you know, if I'm honest, I wasn't even fully aware of all the complexities that happen behind the scenes when it comes to publishing and launching a book in the world. It has been such a lovely opportunity for me to openly and in a very public way embrace all these different parts of what I do and how I love to be creative. The logical part of my brain wanted to be able to wrap this all up in one pretty little succinct, clear sentence. But I've not quite got there yet. Not to say that I won't get there, but I'm happy for the foreseeable future to introduce myself as someone who does do a lot of things, who likes to write, who is a designer, and who is also a coach and a mentor as well. A friend of mine had suggested that, you know, what if you just refer to yourself as a creative or a freelance creative? And that would be able to encapsulate all these parts of you. And I have a little bit of resistance over that term of creative. That's mostly due to the fact of I had an ex who very outwardly would identify as a creative. And this person did work in a creative industry. But the idea of that type of creative had a really funny energy for me. It was about the scene. It was about the connections. It was about networking with the right people, being seen at the right places, being involved in the right types of, you know, high level projects and productions. And for me, it didn't feel authentic. It felt quite try hard. And this idea of kind of swinging off the coattails of other people, you know, like a creative who will strategically align themselves with another creative. And it's all in this idea to build a personal brand and build this kind of, you know, empire as the ultimate creative. And I've never really resonated with that. So whilst the work that I do is all inherently creative, calling myself a creative has just never really sat very comfortably with me. Also in the past, I have tried on the identity of the entrepreneur. of the businesswoman, of the business builder, the business owner. And again, those things have never felt quite right for me personally and for the work that I was doing. This idea of building a business, it feels to me like it's putting in all of this effort and energy into the hope that something will one day become something big down the line. And I know that's not everyone's intention or everyone's definition of building a business, but for me, it felt like it was similar to climbing the corporate ladder, if you will. So it was this idea of the higher you climb, the further you fall. And I know that that is just a belief of mine, and most probably the reason why I never built my business to the level of some of my peers around me, was because I had this belief that the bigger I build it, you know, the more I have to lose. And it made me feel really anxious about spending my days building something that I didn't even know if it was truly what I wanted to build. You know, it reminds me of, and I've mentioned this on the podcast before, hearing Matt Damon speak in an interview about winning his Oscar for Great Will Hunting back when he was, I think, in his early 20s. And he speaks about after the Oscars that night, he was back at his mum's house and he was sat at the kitchen table face to face with this gold statue on the table. And he speaks about how he was so grateful to have received that recognition and that honor, but also for the fact that it freed him to not spend his entire career chasing after that thing. He realized the insignificance of it in that moment, and that he had watched people in his industry, actors in his industry, choose roles strategically in order to try and attain this award. And he felt so grateful that he could take that off his list, but that wasn't going to be the driving force for the rest of his career, and that he could choose to work on projects that he was inspired to, that felt in alignment for him. And I think that's such a beautiful lesson to have, and to know that we could spend our whole lives building businesses in the hopes that we'll feel a certain way when we get there. But we could find ourselves miserably and with so much resistance going through our days, becoming burnt out, you know, not being able to take that time to spend with our friends and with our families and doing the other things outside of work that we truly love. And so this idea of building a business felt similar to that idea for me. I wanted to work on creative projects, not necessarily build one specific business with one specific aim and outcome. And that's what's brought me to this space now. And really questioning this idea of ambition and building something. And I know this will ruffle a few feathers with some people. You know, we're so conditioned to believe that we should be ambitious. We should set these very clear goals, otherwise we won't create anything in our lives. But for me, I've been exploring more and more this idea of, how am I spending the hours in my days? And is that how I want to spend the hours in my days? I don't want to have to push through days and weeks and years in the hopes to get somewhere and hang in all of my expectations of joy, success, happiness on that final outcome. I want that quick fix. I want to feel those things today and tomorrow and next week and next year. And those are the things that go to make up a life that feels purposeful, that feels like we're making a contribution, that feels like we're in alignment and we have that level of integrity and authenticity and how we're showing up in our days. So I'm exploring this idea of denouncing ambition and to allow myself to see my work as working on a variety of creative projects. And there's much less certainty in that. There's not necessarily that North Star to work towards and to really focus on. But for just now, it feels expansive. It feels really natural and getting into that place and into that vibration. It's been so lovely to recognize the different opportunities and different projects that have made themselves available to me as I sit more comfortably in that creative project space as opposed to business building. As I mentioned, I was doing a lot of this kind of work anyway. So the actual day-to-day of how I'm working and what I'm spending my time on isn't all that different, but the way that I'm viewing it is really different. And I think that's important, the energy behind what we do. So, you know, the clients that I'm working with are going to be very similar to the clients that I've been working with in the last 12 months and 24 months. But it's that different identity and not seeing it as this is a stopgap or this is a bit of a bridge project until I get more of these types of coaching clients or more of these type of design jobs. I think we can often find that we are really tough on ourselves with those things, that, you know, we would be more successful if we could have a full calendar just of coaching clients, or, you know, if we've developed a program, if we could just sell the program, or if we are more of that freelance creative designer, photographer, illustrator type of role, if we could just do that type of work with those types of clients, we often associate that with success. But for me, it's looking at all of those projects and saying, you know, does this feel good? Does this feel like a good use of my time and my energy and my skills and my talents? And at the moment, it really does. And so I'm not seeing them as, you know, this is what I'm doing for just now. I'm seeing it as this is what I'm doing because this is what I love to do. And I'm going to allow that to unfold in the way that it wants to unfold. I think ambition can actually be quite a dangerous thing for our creativity because, you know, traditional advice, kind of pop culture would have us believe that we need to go really narrow and really specific if we are to be ambitious, and we are either going to progress ourselves, you know, in that organization or in the industry if we're employed, or we're going to build our business to a certain level if we have our own business. And I think that can really stifle our ability and availability to creativity. Because we don't trust in those creative things that aren't aligned with that very definite ambitious goal. So for me, it's about releasing this need to have the very specific ambition and to enjoy my days now with more presence and more energy and more curiosity and fascination about where it's going, as opposed to having this expectation that it will go in a very specific linear way. I got curious about the types of people that I was inspired by and that I was really curious about how they worked. And I realized that these were not your traditional entrepreneur business person, and more so of that kind of multi-talented creative person who seemed to be working on different projects. Two examples of these women for me are Alexandra Franzen, who is predominantly a writer. She writes her own books. She writes a fantastic newsletter, but she also works with, you know, a handful of clients doing writing for them. She owns a bricks and mortar bookshop along with a friend. She also has a course, or a couple of courses, I think, actually. So it's around the theme of creativity and writing in her work, but they have lots of different outlets. And I really love the freedom that comes with that and the ability to take quick action on small things without the pressure of, is this in alignment with the 3-year goal or the 5-year goal? It feels much more textured and with an element of magic and that unknown element to it. Another person who I really am inspired by and have been for probably over a decade now is Garance Story, who started off as a blogger back in the early blogging days. She was one of the first, you know, top straight fashion photographers, and she was very much self-taught. She went on to become a self-taught illustrator, and she built this really big kind of cult following. And she speaks of this idea of why she's not a businesswoman and how the business element of it really robbed her of her creativity. And it's so true. And we hear this story so many times from people who start their own business because they have that desire to be creative and share their work in a creative way. And then they build the team, they build the business, they get investors, and their day-to-day becomes more about meetings and spreadsheets and managing staff and running teams. And it's less about the creative work that they started the business to be able to do. And so watching her career evolve and the brave, bold, courageous decisions she's made along the way, you know, to close extremely successful businesses and move on to something purely because it didn't feel in alignment with where she was at that particular time in her life, has been a real inspiration to me. So I would say if you are feeling, you know, either in your career or in your business, that the way that you have been moving feels a little out of alignment for you, have a look around and see who are the people that you're drawn to, who are the people that you're curious about. Not to say that we go and we emulate them, but what is underneath the work that they're doing? What is that lifestyle? What are their personal values and their kind of guiding principles? And then start to cultivate that for yourself. As I've started to move in this direction, I've had some people ask, do I get the same sense of purpose and fulfillment working on different projects compared to that sense of accomplishment that you might feel from building a successful business? And for me, I absolutely do. And now everyone is different, right? Some people prefer to have that laser focus and that long-term goal. For me, my long-term goal is to feel three things: joy, peace, and freedom. And so those are my guiding principles. And at the moment, with the projects that I'm working on, I'm able to cultivate those feelings every single day. So I'm already at the end result from what I would hope to achieve from building the business. So it's kind of, you know, you get more of that instant gratification if you can work in that way, because we're not reserving those feelings for some long-term result that's way off in the distance. We get to enjoy our day-to-day. And then those days that are in alignment with how we want to feel start to compound, and we start to generate more opportunities to feel more of those feelings. So for me, there's a huge amount of purpose and fulfillment in working on a handful of diverse projects. And it feels less scary as a self-employed person. It feels less like all of my eggs are in one basket. I often get scared for people who go all in on one thing. Again, this could be my own limiting beliefs around these things. But for me, it lets me go all in on each of the individual projects, because not one thing has to take on the responsibility of looking after me and my family. So there's such freedom and liberation in that for me. You know, it goes without saying that the work that I do and the contribution that I make through my work is hugely important to me, but it's not the most important thing. The most important thing to me is that I enjoy my life and I'm available for the connection and the intimacy that I want to have with the important people in my life, with my partner, with my kids, with my friends, with my family. That's really important to me. And so I think as women, we have been told, especially this generation of women, we've been told that we can have it all. And I think that's put us in a really difficult place where we think we should have it all. And many of us, and I know this is true for me, never stop to consider what of all these options did they actually want. It was just this default that you could be a mother and you could be a successful business person or successful in your career, therefore you should. Just because those things are available to us doesn't mean that we need to check all of the boxes for all of those things. I know that it was the cause of a lot of anxiety and a lot of burnout for me, especially when my boys were young, because it felt like I wasn't being all I could be if I was just being a mother or if I was just working. And it was this endless balancing act, this endless juggle to try and find that sweet spot. And so for me to now shift my mindset and say, well, what if I chose to put me and friends and family in that priority position and allowed work to be secondary to that? And even just saying the words now, I feel this like prickly resistance, because we're just not taught that. We're not taught that that is enough, that that's a good use of our time while we are here on this planet. But I don't want work to be that sole driver for me. I want to have spaciousness in my days. I want to be able to walk my dog along the beach. I want to be able to have coffee with friends. I want to be able to be there for my kids when they come home from school and take them to, you know, to soccer and go to the gym and do all of those things. And I know that there are so many women who don't have the opportunity or the privilege to be able to do those things and work on their own terms. I want to acknowledge that. I know that I am absolutely privileged to be able to do those things. But at the same time, it's a very conscious and deliberate choice. And there are things that I choose to sacrifice in order to be able to have that life. And I think to some extent, we all have that choice and that availability, but we tell ourselves we don't, because the alternative is scary, right? Because we're going to have to make different choices. We're going to have to change your opinion, change your stance on some things. And those things might be really a big part of identity and who we are and who people know us to be. And so there is this uncomfortable time of transition when we have lived our life in a particular way with certain priorities and we choose to shift them or even just question if that's how we want to show up in this next phase of our life. So for me, it's about still being able to make a contribution, but not needing it to look a particular way. If I'm able to cultivate the joy and the peace and the freedom in my days, then that's a successful day. And as Robin Sharma says, it's those successful days that become successful weeks, and successful weeks become successful years, and it's the accumulation of successful years that leads to a life well lived. And I think we need to come back to that. We need to look at, how are we spending our days? How are we spending our hours? How are we spending our minutes? And when we get to the end of each day, can we say that that has been a good day, that we have been able to cultivate those feelings that we want to feel, whether that's connection with people, or that's a sense of joy, or a sense of playfulness, or a sense of purpose. When we can check in at the end of every day, it takes the pressure off, right? Because we are able to course correct. We're able to say, okay, today I was a little off track, but I can start again tomorrow. Whereas when we have this far off goal that's way out in the future, we are less aware of how we're spending the hours of our days. And so that would be my advice for you at the end of this episode, is consider how you are spending the hours of your days. Are they in alignment with how you want to feel? And where have you potentially been using ambition as a way to distract you from how you're living your day now? That's not a reason to beat yourself up, but it's to give you that sense of awareness of what things need to shift and change in order for you to start living the life you want to live now, and not placing that in some far off distant future that we might never get to. That's all for this week, folks. If you want to find out about the different projects that I'm working on and the different ways that you can potentially work with me, head on over to my website. It's varimckechnie.com, and all the information is on there. Also, if you're on Instagram, you can follow me. I'm just at varimckechnie. Pop along there and say hi. And also, my book, Seeds of Courage, is open for pre-orders next week, the 25th of July, with a publication date of the 1st of September. So for those of you who do order the book during that pre-orders period, there's going to be a whole lot of bonuses available to you. So again, if you head on over to the website, you'll see there's a tab there that says book. You can get all the details there. Thanks as always for listening, guys. Do the small things, and I'll speak to you next week.